T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Comcast Business just introduced our best internet price ever. Right now, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new price. So you can download large files faster and power more employees on more devices. With more bandwidth for your business, all for an incredible value. It's our best internet price ever. Power your business on our gig speed network and save today. Get 150 megabit internet for less than what 75 megabits used to cost. It's a price that's just too good to ignore for a deal designed to fit your business and your budget. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit comcastbusiness.com/best internet price ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. New customers only. Compares new regular monthly charge for Comcast Business Deluxe 150 Internet to old rate for Deluxe 75. Pricing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so Monday morning, you're rolling into work, and this is the Kia Studios and the Morning Show with John and Hugh. If you're wondering where Hugh is, Hugh's in Stinky Town. He's down with the swamp people. He had never been as a tourista to New Orleans, and he's down there shaking it off. Probably had some Pat O'Briens last night, a little hurricane action or something like that.
He's going to get a spell put on him or something down there, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If he comes back with like 400 beads around his neck or something.
Oh, he'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have that. Yeah, that big old truck rolling up the highway. Yeah, no, that'll be that'll happen. Yeah, that voodoo thing, that's what, you know, I try to explain it to him. He's like, voodoo doesn't bother me. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever.
When he goes to one of those head shops, let him go to one of those head shops down there, and he'll see exactly what it is.
John Chucker in for Hugh today. Breaking down some of the headlines, and of course, let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. Suddenly, the Atlanta Braves have won 4 of their last 6, but it's not just 4 of their last 6. It's the way that they're winning games now. And how about Dat Dude's weekend? Dat Dude, that's his Twitter handle, if you don't know. The former Redan Raider, Brandon Phillips, was walk-off, walk-off. Let's begin with what happened on Saturday against the Miami Marlins, where the Braves had to come off the deck. They roar right from behind. They force extra innings, and in the bottom of the 10th, Brandon Phillips played hero.
Line drive, center field base hit. Here comes Camargo around third. Yelich can't field it cleanly.
That was Chip Carey on Fox Sports. That was Saturday. How do you follow that up? You have back-to-back walk-off base hits.
3-1. Bouncy ball up the middle. It's a base hit. The Braves walk off again.
How about that for Brandon Phillips? Back-to-back walk-offs Saturday and Sunday to beat the Marlins.
Yeah, Father's Day yesterday. Had his son out there playing around a little bit before the game and stuff like that. I bet you most people don't realize he's hitting 306 right now and how good he's been. I mean, he's been good the last couple of years, but hitting 306 and we're toward the end of June, I'd take that all day long. And I asked you the question earlier, man. I'd like to have him for 2 more years. If I could have him for 2 more years, I'd be real happy.
Yeah, no, he's played really well. His defense has always been exceptional. You know, he's enjoying, obviously, playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have a number of, you know, you have 3 guys that are hometown products who start in this team. You know, Dansby Swanson from Marietta High, Nick Markakis from Woodstock High, Brandon Phillips from Redan High. So it's, you know, great to have the hometown heroes do stuff, too. And
is it
so,
Redan or Redan? What did you use it as?
Well, both my brothers went there. I would have gone there, except they didn't have a senior class the year it opened. Well, I've always called it Redan, but some people call it Redan, I think. What?
I'm digressing, Bo.
I lived right behind the high school, but I had to go to Lithonia because Redan didn't have a senior class.
Of course, we had to replace the logs for the log cabin when we were going to school there.
For God's sakes, man.
We can throw out the most obscure reference and jump in. Well, you know, back in the day, I was there.
I mean, when he throws that, yeah, we didn't have a senior class. Okay. It just kind of threw me for a loop. I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm thinking, you know, what is this? You know, just,
John, you have to start early to get them off of you because it's going to be all week.
But what happened? Did you just graduate as a junior or what?
You know, I just said, you know, 12th grade, you just go.
Set the tempo, John. Set the tempo.
After 11.
When Redan opened in 1977, they did not have a senior class.
What'd they do? Send you to finishing school for your senior year?
I realize it was the 70s and it was a little different era, but, you know, it's just like, to just throw that out there, it's like, you know, wow, they shut down at the 12th grade. Okay?
John, it's too late now.
Trust me, if I minded, I wouldn't do this every morning. Okay? I would go sell real estate. I'd say, you know, do you need to buy or sell your home? Give me a call. I mean, that's all I do is I go out there and sell real estate.
In the 70s, junior high school went from 6th grade to 11th grade.
Just like that 12th grade, they just, you know, well, you know, of course, Thornmount was a little progressive back then, you know. I just couldn't.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting week.
I should listen more often or something around here.
Oh. You definitely have more weekend material.
Help, John, help.
It's quite all right. Redan High School's had a great baseball history, producing players like Wally Joyner and Brandon Phillips. And for Brandon, what a weekend. And he had two walk-offs back-to-back. Here's him talking about the one yesterday.
Well, all I can say is happy Father's Day. You know, I'm a proud father. And for me to come out and do this on Father's Day, and for us to do this in front of all my fans and friends and everybody in Atlanta, it felt good, you know?
Yeah, that dude, how about that? This is a great story, and you're right, he is hitting 306. The Rays have a lot of guys over 300. As a team, you know, they're close to top five in the league in hitting. It's not been a question of hitting, it's been more a question of pitching with them, but they've hit the ball pretty well.
Would you say that Phillips, Kemp, Matt Adams have all overperformed from probably what we thought they'd even give us
not
this year?
Not Kemp.
Think Kemp was going to hit 326 this year?
Yeah, well, I thought, well, he hit almost 40 home runs last year, so yeah, I mean, he's got some pop in his bat, no question of that.
326 is not easy to pull off for a guy that's...
No, but he's had, you know, where he's done that is the protection that he's had in the lineup, first from Freddie Freeman and then from Matt Adams, because they've both been so good. That first base position for the Braves, if you add up Freddie Freeman and Matt Adams' stats this year, that's probably as good as just about anybody in the league at that position.
That's why I'm really hoping the Braves don't give up on Matt Adams or try to use him. I mean, he so fits that SunTrust Park for what they need. I mean, I hope that this continues with
him. I just don't know what else you do with him, though. I mean, you put him in lefty, he could be a disaster.
Okay, guess what? I saw Rob Deere, Pete Incaviglia, Jose Canseco, Ryan Klesko, Evan Gattis all play left field. I've seen all those guys play left. You can put Matt Adams out there. Figure it out. I saw Ben Ogilvie. There's an old school name for you.
Yes, that is an old school name, right. The Braves welcome the San Francisco Giants for the first of four tonight. It'll be R.A. Dickey against Johnny Cueto at SunTrust Park. And again, the Braves have won four of their last six and maybe starting to turn the corner here and figure out their home park a little bit. And now tied for second place. And again, this year, if you look at the standings, you can already tell the Braves are nearly 70 games into the season. They're almost, I know it's still 90 games to go, and he will go, it's a long time. I get it, Hugh, but it's still, the playoffs are, you'd have to get blistering hot.
Yeah. You're not even thinking that kind of mindset right now. No, I mean, not in your division and not where you're at. Look, you got a month before the trade deadline. You got, you know, July 31st trade deadline. I am fascinated to see what this team is going to do because you've got some assets. I mean, you may decide to keep them, but they have some assets.
I think Garcia could get moved. I'm talking about Jaime Garcia.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially if Sean Newcomb is going to be this kind of guy, which, you know, he pitched, and another guy who just didn't get any run support, but pitched, you know, pretty well. Looks like he's going to be because you can go into next year with Tehran, Fulton Evich, Sean Newcomb, and as your kind of top three. Right. And then, you know, give a couple other auditions here.
They're still giving Matt Whistler starts. I mean, you're looking at guys like that. Look,
I would give Aaron Blair another chance.
Bo and I were talking about Lucas Sims. I mean, at some point, you have to try him out. He's been pitching since 2012 with the organization. At some point, you got to give him a shot.
The Morning Sports News is brought to you by McDonald's. You can swing it through the arches right now. The dollar menu at McDonald's for breakfast is back. A sausage biscuit, a McChicken biscuit, sausage McMuffin, just $1 right now at the arches. Well, the U.S. Open happened yesterday, and there was rather an interesting national championship of golf because Tiger obviously wasn't going to play because of everything else that is Tiger. Phil Mickelson withdrew before the tournament so he could attend his daughter's high school graduation in San Diego. And then you had the big guns on Thursday and Friday. Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day. They either were so far back or missed the cut that none of those names were toward the top of the leaderboard. And we had to adjust over the weekend, John, to watching a bunch of guys who most people said, okay, I'm not so much sure. The non-locked-in fan would have said, who?
Yeah, eight of the top 12 players in the world didn't end up playing the weekend at the U.S. Open. Didn't play the weekend out there. And look, they were making a very conscious effort to do two things. One is get way under par with scores. I think it almost backfired on them. They got way too – when you're winning the U.S. Open at 16 under, there's something wrong with the way you staged that course. And they were mowing grass 2 days before, dropping roughs. I think they're going to get criticism again for how much they screwed around with the course to make it too easy again for these guys.
Well, and then Brooks Koepka tied a record, the lowest under par, most under par ever at a U.S. Open, 60 under, tied Rory McIlroy for the record. And Rory did it in 2011. And Brooks Koepka wins his first major championship.
And now the moment has arrived. All the years, all the practice, all the worries, all the triumphs, everything about to be paid off with just 2 feet of real estate. That's all that remains for Brooks Koepka. Stands in, the putter goes back, and the ball is into the cup. He's done it. There's a fist pump. Brooks Koepka is the winner of the 117th U.S. Open. He is our national champion.
That was from the PGA Network. Golf on the radio sounds like a commercial.
It does. It always sounds weird. Yeah.
It's in the hole. It's in the hole.
Trying to visualize all that, and it sometimes just doesn't come across very well.
I know. You want to know what's worse? Try tennis on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said NASCAR on the radio is kind of tough, too, when you listen to some of that. It's hard to.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Look, I'm getting arguments from over there. I understand that.
Oh, NASCAR on the radio is great because
I love Eli Gold's voice.
Because, well, there's different guys, but they'll just. It's just like almost like an auction, it seems like, at times. But they'll just go around, and you'll have a different guy. Oh, and he's in trouble on turn three. Into the wall. And it just gets all exciting. That's fun to listen to. How can you not like that, Chuckery?
404. Oh, sorry.
That's the Ohio in you.
For Brooks Koepka, a chance to put his name into golf immortality.
What I've done this week is amazing, to even be in the same category. I mean, win those tournaments as some of the guys that are on this this trophy is unbelievable. I got to see it a lot last year with Dustin, and this is really, truly special. It really is.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson here, our close friends, and Dustin Johnson was giving him some advice and rooting for him, and Brooks Koepka's got a major. Now, a couple of things here. One is that there was kind of a, not a funny moment, but an interesting moment right after the tournament or right after he ended his round to head back, and Fox misidentified the girlfriend. Yep, called her gave a shout out to the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Becky Edwards, and not the current girlfriend, Jenna Sims. Pardon me for not knowing.
Steven, you didn't get it right.
No, I didn't even get it right, but I wasn't supposed to.
Well, that's what you get with Fox covering the U.S. Open. I mean, don't you expect that? You expect that they're going to screw up something on the broadcast, because that's what they do.
And then I felt really bad for Justin Thomas and Brian Harman, who were the final pairing, because when Koepka tapped in, he had clinched it because Harman had laid up behind him. So there was no way that it was impossible for anybody to catch him. Harman couldn't catch him. So those two had to finish. It was like going to the Kentucky Derby and watching the race after the Derby.
Well, I told you.
Nobody's paying attention. Everybody's going, can we go home now?
Harman, by bogeying the final hole, cost himself $248,000.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, did you see the Twitter beef between Rory McIlroy and Steve Elkington?
No.
Yeah, where Steve Elkington said that he looked bored out on the course with his four majors and $100 million, and Rory fired back, said, no, that's actually $200 million that I've got in the bank for it. They had a little Twitter beef. That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, good weekend, and Atlanta Braves won a couple of walk-offs, and Atlanta United performed very well at home, and guess who's back?
Kratz gets a steal, finds Martinez. Martinez rifles one into the back of the net! From 10 yards away, Joseph Martinez with authority as he holds the pose, and he probably finishes this one for United, 3-1 in the 88th minute.
That was Adam Schiff on 92.9 The Game. Joseph Martinez scoring, Miguel Almirón scoring, Tito Villalba scoring. Their big three guns all scored in that game, and And boy, I tell you what, it's good to have Joseph Martinez back.
Well, it was a real tale of two halves in that game the other day. You could see that there was probably still some fatigue from playing on Wednesday. And what's going to be interesting is that we talked to Jason Longshore yesterday about how you manage minutes and time with these guys. I mean, ideally, you'd love to get out ahead early and only have Almiron and Martinez play maybe 60 of the 90 minutes with a lead, because you're going to start playing a lot more weekday games. And that quick turnaround, I think you saw in the first half, you saw some of the fatigue a little bit before they really kind of got their legs underneath them and got it going.
Yeah, well, it's good to see Atlanta United again. The sellouts just keep coming for Atlanta United. Another sellout, another great crowd. If you haven't had an opportunity, and I know tickets are hard to get. I realize that. I realize that they're not easy to get. But, you know, get ahead. Just look at the schedule and get a couple of games ahead and go ahead and buy tickets now. Go to their website at AtlantaUnited.com. And start, trying to lock down
tickets. Is it three games or four games left at Bobby Dodd?
Oh, it's more than that, because it's not till September 10th that we go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I thought they only had like four games left at Bobby Dodd. Is it more than that? I thought I heard that there was only four more at Bobby Dodd.
Let's see where we're at. Now, hang on here. They play at DC United this week. Then they're home against Colorado. That's one on the 24th of June. They're home against San Jose on the 4th of July. They're home against Orlando City on the 29th of July. That's three. Actually, probably you're right, because they're on the road so much.
I thought I heard that the stat was that there's only four more at
Bobby Dodd. Yeah. And then they go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
But it is really, really something to see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.